Today's episode is brought to you by Musical Theater Radio's merch store. Looking for that perfect gift for someone or just want to treat yourself to some great musical theater themed merch? Head to musicaltheaterradio.com and click on the All Things Theater button on the homepage and check out all the different designs available. And now, today's interview. Welcome back to another episode of Be Our Guest here on Musical Theater Radio. I am your host, as always, Jean-Paul Jovanoff. Today is another Discover a New Musical edition where you, the listener, and me, the host, get to learn about a new show together. Now, if you watched TV in the late 90s and loved Greek mythology, then you're probably watching the show Xena Warrior Princess. And if you watched the show, then you already know all the characters from the musical we are going to talk about today. Xena Warrior musical, The Lost Scroll. So that's coming out as an album on November 10th of 2023. You're going to be able to hear the original cast album. And today in our virtual studio, it is a full house. We're going to be speaking with performers Jen Colella, L. Morgan Lee, and Jesse Macbeth, all who can be heard on the album, as well as the creators of the show, S.C. Lussier and Megan Rose. So without further ado, let's welcome everyone to the program. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hello.
It's going to be insane. There's so many people here today. So I always like to start off before we get into the show itself, who we're talking to. So I always ask for a 30-second bio from everybody. So unfortunately, Jen, I'm going to pick on you first. So in 30 seconds, who are you?
Hilarious. My name's Jen Colella. I've been working professionally as an actress in New York for the last 22 years. I live in Brooklyn with my wife and my dog, and I'm delighted to be a part of this project.
Fantastic. 23 seconds. Very efficient. Very nice.
Thank you.
L. Morgan, let's ask you, who are you in 30 seconds?
Sure. I'm L. Morgan Lee. I am an actress. I have also been in the city working for about 22 years. Oh God, we're saying numbers of years now. I live uptown in Manhattan and no dog, no partner. So just here. And I'm playing Aphrodite on the recording.
Awesome. Jesse, you know how this works. Who are you?
That was amazing. My name is Jesse Macbeth. I reside in Brooklyn. I've been in the city performing off and on for the past 7-8 years, definitely not 22. I wish. and I've been a part of the Xena process since the end of 2021, and I've gotten to follow it all the way through. So I'm just really happy to be here for the ride.
Fantastic. Meg, yourself.
Hello, my name is Megan Rose. I'm a composer, musician. I am in New York City by way of Madison, Wisconsin, which is where I went to college and started playing in bands and writing musicals there. And always wanted to live in the Big Apple and follow my dream to continue writing musical theater. And then I found Luce in 2016, and here we are.
Last but not least, Luce, tell us about yourself.
Hello, I am S.C. Lussier. I'm a queer storyteller, writer, and theater professional, mostly director in New York. I reside in Brooklyn. I came here for undergrad. I've also done a lot of storytelling in private events and public experiences. And now I write musical theater with Meg.
Fantastic. Now that we know who you are, let's talk about the show itself. So who came up with the concept? How did it become a musical?
Yeah, Meg and I came up with the concept together. We met actually when we were working on a different show that Meg wrote back in 2016 that was revived in 2018. And I directed that show and Meg music directed, and we had such a good time working together that when we ended at the Nymph Run in 2018, we went out to celebrate. And Meg said,
yeah, I said, so what are we doing next? And Lou said, well, this might sound a little crazy, but since I was young, I wanted to write the Xena musical. And I said, okay, that's a great idea. Why has nobody done that yet? We're doing it. And we just started with one song at a time.
Very nice. So tell us the synopsis of the show itself.
big breath. Yeah, so the synopsis of the show. The show is called The Lost Scroll. It's the idea is that so in the Xenaverse, every episode in the TV series is a scroll that was written by Gabrielle recording Xena's adventures. So the idea is that this is a lost scroll that you have not heard of before, that was not in the TV series because it was recently discovered by us and deciphered, and surprise, it's a musical. And so it is written into the storyline in a place that doesn't spoil anything, doesn't break the world, doesn't break any storylines, but essentially it's about Xena and Gabrielle deciding whether or not they're going to keep on traveling together. Gabrielle is an Amazon queen and might stay with her sisters in the Amazon village. Xena's not an Amazon, she can't stay. And that is kind of the subplot. In the background, there's a bad guy, of course, who is trying to take advantage of the Amazons and steal something invaluable from them. And all of the good guys have to band together to make sure that doesn't happen and discover things about themselves along the way.
Lastly, there's a new character, Marina, who is being trained to be a new queen of the Amazons. And we get to see her go through a journey of leading the Amazons to be stronger than they were before. And she gets kidnapped and they have to rescue her, and all sorts of great stuff ensue, including fight sequences.
Many of them, but it's all about passing the torch to the next generation of Xenites.
Nice. No, I guess obviously one of you was a big Xena fan, but were you both? How much did you know about Xena?
So Luce knows almost everything. I would say 99%.
It's embarrassing. You don't have to say it.
So I grew up watching it with my mom, but I never became a super fan, but always had super fond memories of it and loved the show.
Yeah, and I watched it pretty religiously, I would say, every single day. I held on to it very tightly when I was coming out. It was kind of exactly what I needed to see and exactly what I needed to latch onto at that point in my life. And so I was always really grateful to Xena. And I think that's why when we had that first conversation, I'm sure that that was really coming out of me, of how much I just wanted to write this as a thank you, as something that was expressing the gratitude of what this show means to so many people, to so many fans, to so many queer people. This was a way that we could really give back to what I feel like had been provided for me as a young teen in the 90s.
And from a musical perspective, I really was connected to the idea right away because of how strong of a character Xena is. I grew up playing classical piano, but I also got into playing in rock bands when I was in college. And I have played so many different tribute acts in my life as a musician, playing guitar and bass, being a woman trying to play in bands and trying to be a strong character has its own journey to it, to feel like you have confidence as a musician and as a writer. So I was really drawn to the idea of writing for such a strong character and putting some rock into it, because I thought that the way that I write and my wheelhouse would be a really good fit.
And when did this process of the show start? How long ago was this?
2018.
And it took us about, I think, a year and a half to get the first real fleshed out version ready for concept album recording in the studio.
So let's jump to that first, Jesse, because I understand you've been involved quite a long time with the production. First of all, were you a Xena fan, or did you know Xena before you got involved?
I knew of Xena, but I had never actually seen an episode. Yeah. So I did a lot of watching very quickly on the subway. Literally I had like my phone out and I was like downloading the episodes on Netflix, actually no, on Tubi. And I was just watching them consistently, like all the time. Like I was just jumping right back into it, to the point where like I found myself literally talking like lower, like Xena, because I had just been like consuming all of it all the time.
Nice. And how did you get involved? Did you know them before, the creators, or did you audition, or how did it work?
Yeah, no, I didn't know them. I just saw an ad on backstage. I applied for Xena, and then I went through a few Zoom callbacks, because at that time we were still doing everything very virtually. This was like towards the end of 2021. And so the first time I saw them all in a room was the only day of rehearsal we had before we did the first staged concert. Sorry, it was a concert stage reading. So yeah, so it was like a very vast whirlwind.
So listen, Meg, what drew you to Jesse? What was it about her that said, this is Xena?
The hair. I'm kidding.
Yeah, the bangs, really. That was it. Jesse just from the very beginning had a presence that is so specific to Xena. And this was the casting process was really difficult across the board because we're holding these characters that are very sacred and intimate and they mean a lot to people, right? And you can really make some big mistakes and alienate a huge part of your fandom right from the very start. So it was a long, tedious process doing casting, but right from the start, I think the energy of just a strong presence that had, the show is a rock musical. There's a lot of fight scenes. It's exciting. It's action packed, but always there's a lot of heart, and we lead with that. We lead with the sentiment and the nostalgia and the true, like the deep feeling of the deep emotion of what musical theater can be. And I think that Meg and I both kind of felt that even through Zoom calls right from the start.
Yeah. There's this quality of, the way Jesse that you carry yourself, and also you have an edge. So there's this like core of really strong heart caring that comes through in your acting and also in your singing. And then your voice is just such a powerhouse. So that's what drew me to you from the beginning. Not just your bangs.
Redeemed.
Nice. So you've got a cast recording coming out, the original cast album coming out in November 10th of 2023. How did you get everybody also involved with El Morgan and Jen?
Yeah, we're so grateful to be partnering with New York Theater Barn on this project. Meg and I had worked with Hector Flores Jr. In the live production last September as our choreographer. We had such a good time working together, and it's really wonderful to be working with New York Theater Barn and being able to bring in such incredible people to work with, and it's been such an honor. But I'll let our actors kind of fill in the rest of that story.
Sure. Well, El Morgan, let's talk to you. You sing the part of Aphrodite, I understand, on it. Do you relate to Aphrodite? How did you work with the character and the songs?
Oh, that's an interesting question. I certainly relate to Aphrodite in being an observer. I'm very much an only child, slightly introverted creature who spent a lot of time watching people before like interacting. So I certainly relate to Aphrodite in that way. I love the fact that she is sort of watching from on high how these humans figure out feelings and all these things that are just too complicated for her to really understand, because she sort of has all the privilege that people would expect a goddess to have. And yet that means nothing to her because she's really invested in how these humans work. I think she's really exciting. So when Hector reached out, I was more than happy to jump in.
Jen, same question. Did you relate to your character in the songs that you performed?
Absolutely. Xena for me represents someone who holds both power and vulnerability in equal proportions. And for me, that's very thrilling to explore. I have had the good fortune to be put in positions where I play strong female characters. But being able to find the vulnerability within that and know that true strength lies within the vulnerability of these strong female characters was just something that was very apparent in both the music and the lyrics. And I definitely felt connected to it from the beginning, for sure.
Lucy, Meg, I'm always curious when you're in the studio and you're listening to them perform, was there a moment when you hear them singing your songs and that you go, wow, they got that? or there's moments that surprised you. You went, wow, okay, that's something. I'm always curious about that.
From the beginning, right away from the beginning in rehearsal, in rehearsals. I mean, it's such a privilege, El Morgan and Jen, Jesse, you too, of course, but we're talking about El Morgan and Jen right now. From the second we got in rehearsal, blown away by all of the prep, just by listening to the song. I think we were also really humbled and overjoyed that the lyrics and the music seemed to speak for themselves. We didn't do a lot of prep. So that was amazing for us.
Absolutely. And you have to remember, when we first completed this project, it was immediately 2020. And so it was this time period where we got no external feedback or collaboration for a long time. And I think that I'm still feeling a little bit, it's shocking to have, it still really is. I just think because of that process. So anytime that, someone is moved by material that we've written and they've brought to life with all of who they are, that is such a unique experience that is so wonderful and special. And it's been great to experience that over and over again in this process.
Right. Jesse, you've been with the production for a while now, playing the part. How has Zena kind of got into you? Has she changed you as a person, or have you embedded, your personality into the character as well?
Yeah, I think, a lot of the characters that I played have not been able to really step into their power in the way that Zena really does. And it's just as simple as the stature of it, like the height, the way that she relates to the other characters, and like the quiet strength. And I think the other thing that I really loved about the script and how Zena speaks, she doesn't say much. She gets a few words. And so finding the ways to really convey like the unspoken context and the direction within a scene, and not really having a lot of words to say, you really infuse a lot of the words with a lot of intention. It's made me think a lot about the way that I communicate with other people, especially in relationships, and just the way that, I don't know. I think a lot of it too, I relate to Zena a lot in terms of the loyalty that she leads with, her heart, as Meg and Luce were saying, and strongly about serving others and being able to put other people before myself. And I love how Zena does that. Firstly, with a lot of, fighting, a lot of violence, a lot of physical interactions, but you really see it behind her eyes, you see it in her heart, you see the way that she speaks. And it's just a really interesting balance of the way that the character presents. And I find a lot of fierceness in the character. And I think that's definitely bled over into the way that I try to now embody the way that even I walk around and take space in the world, because there's this quiet strength with Zena that she has, even though she doesn't need to. You just look at her and she takes up so much space. I don't know if that really makes sense, but that's a lot of how I've felt about it and how I've moved through the process, and just a lot of intentionality, a lot of strength, and a lot of compassion, I think. Yeah.
El Morgan, Zena, we talked about the strength and the power of her. What has it done for you? Has it brought out for you? Have you embedded, some of that ideas and personality into yourself?
Well, given that I was only involved in doing that single song in the mm-hmm. studio, so I haven't had the privilege of being a part of the entire Zena process. But what I can say is that this, especially in listening to people talk about this project, it's such a great example of what happens when the people who are centered in the narrative are being told, are having their stories told by people who understand that narrative, by people who actually live that narrative, experience that narrative in a personal way. And I feel like so often with people from I've been saying under-researched groups because these people are here, but the business and the world doesn't seem to do the work to actually like check in deeper than the surface. It's like really lovely to see projects where people are fully realized. And you know, you can have a character who is a strong female character, and that strength is not the only adjective that's attached to her. That there is a full human being underneath all of that that gets a chance to express that vulnerability, express that sort of full life presence. I think it's like such a testament to the fact that we need to be hearing and seeing more stories that do that. And also sort of as an industry starting to notice when we don't see that happening, when there are characters from under-researched groups present or in the center of the narrative, where the work has not been done to truly make them full-fleshed characters. And we're sort of relying on the stereotypes or tropes that people have known already for years that are like no longer interesting.
Jen, I know you came onto the project as well to sing one of the bonus tracks. I was going to ask the same type of question, unless Elle Morgan has literally said everything. how has it, affected you that, you know, the concept of Xena and the strength she brings?
I'm drawn into the fact that there is a queer story that doesn't have anything to do with men or bullying or it's its own beautiful story about and that the love story is kind of the subplot. I love that. But it's again, as Elle Morgan said so beautifully, it's about a strong woman, but it doesn't have to be, oh my God, she's so strong. And that's what this whole thing is about. There's it's so layered and intricate and nuanced. I'm just excited that there is a story like this out in the world. We need it. We need to start illuminating more queer stories and not have it be such a subversive, crazy thing. So I'm really, really glad that it's out there.
Liz Moore, Meg. What do you want people to take from this, from the entire concept of Xena? And, you know, it's so eloquently put by everybody else, but what would you want to, as the creators?
We focus on restorative narrative. So just to go off of what everyone else has already said, it's really important to us that we bring stories and relationships and intimacies that are not usually explored in musical theater to the stage, and we do them justice. And we allow that kind of space for audience and also people who are performing in it to really be themselves fully. I think one of the most rewarding parts of doing this, you know, in the full production that inspired this album was seeing how healing and how effective it was for the people in our cast to be able to fully be themselves and bring themselves to every single part of the role. And there was never a time in which we didn't encourage that and want that and love that. And we wouldn't be where we are today without that kind of buy-in from the cast to really bring all of themselves to us. And that's what we're here trying to do. We're trying to do this differently, do musical theater differently in a way that's really needed right now.
Yeah, it's really needed right now. And when you said, what do you want people to take away? I always think about the children. because I sort of grew up and cut my teeth doing, you know, pit band in high school. And it was where I really found my space and I found my friends and my community and my tribe and my people. And when I started doing music as an adult, I got into community theater as well. And I realized not just for myself, but other people in a community theater space that we need so many more stories that represent a lot more than the canon of the 20th century that we're, of course, we're still, uplifting amazing work from the past, but it's time to have some new stories too. And I just think about the kids that need a space to go to find their people, and theater is one of those spaces. And I think we tried to make something that has something for everybody and looks past gender and past a lot of the tropes and the types that have been cast in musical theater and written about to date. So that's something I'm really excited about.
Nice. You've got the cast album coming up. What's in the future for Xena? Is there something you can talk about, or is there any plans or anything like that? Or is it all hush hush now?
We're both eyeing our executive producer.
we have a video that we released for our Kickstarter backers. We made a Kickstarter in order to raise funds to make the video of the performance from last year. So that's already available on our website.
If you like the album and you want to know more about the show is available. If you want to go, you know, see it and see what we were able to do in that exploratory, developmental, less than two week rehearsal process, incredible cast surmounting that production. Please do.
Yeah, right now we're thrilled with the album coming out, and we just can't wait for everybody to hear it. And whatever happens after that, we'd love to do more shows. That'd be great. We want a lot of people to see it and a lot of people to experience the joy that we felt last year doing it.
That's fantastic. Congratulations on the show and the cast album. So the important part, how can people get it? How can people find it and learn more about the musical?
Well, the album's going to be everywhere you can think of that streams music. All the heavy hitters, Spotify, Tidal, there's so many others. It'll be on everything. And you can visit our website at xenawarriormusical.com. That's where you can find more about the video, more information about the show that we did, the cast bios, everything about the show is on our website.
That's fantastic. And after November 10th, it'll drop on our station as well. We'll be adding it to the rotation. So we'll make sure everybody gets to listen to it and learns about the show. Thank you all for coming on and spending a little bit of time with me and introducing myself and the world to Xena and all the fantastic performers that are involved with it. And I can't wait to, you know, play it and introduce it to everybody else. So thank you all for coming out today, and all the best with everything you've got in the future.
Thanks, Sean-Paul.
Thank you so much.
No problem. All right. We were just speaking with some of the cast and the creators of Xena Warrior Musical, The Lost Scroll, which is dropping on November 10th, 2023. And like they said, you can find it all over the place, including on, of course, our station, which we'll be playing. Tune in next week as we'll speak with another guest or guests about the life, love, and passion that is musical theater. I am your host, as always, Jean-Paul Jovanoff. And until next time, I'll see you when I see you.